paragraph 1 reads, "Beloved by children for over a century, in his many interpretations, the character of Peter Pan has come to epitomize youthful innocence, as he is known as the boy who wouldn't grow up. Peter Pan was dreamed up by the Scottish novelist and playwright J.M. Barrie, and the stories starring Peter became the ones he was best known for, with Barrie even credited for popularizing the name Wendy. In 1929, he gave the copyright of the works to London's Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children, with royalties still going to the hospital today."
Okay, so today, of course, we're talking all about Peter Pan, a character that has come to epitomize youthful innocence. So to epitomize something just means to represent something in a kind of definitive way, so being maybe the best example of something. So Peter Pan, known as the boy who wouldn't grow up, he perpetually stays young and goes on all these little adventures with other children who don't grow up, and all the bad guys tend to be like grown-ups. So Peter Pan was dreamed up by the novelist and playwright J.M. Barrie. To dream something up just means to create something, to invent something. In other words, this character was created by J.M. Barrie, I believe, first appearing in a play and then later in a novel. But the story starring Peter became the ones that he was best known for, so he wrote other things. It's just most people remember him as being the guy who created Peter Pan.
And so Barrie was even credited for popularizing the name Wendy. So Wendy, of course, is one of the main characters in many of the Peter Pan stories. She's one of the children that he brings back to Neverland to kind of join up with his little family that he's made there. And so apparently, you know, Peter Pan was so popular that the name Wendy became more popular because of it. And so to popularize something is just to make it more popular, to make it more common. And so I guess Wendy became a more common name after Peter Pan became a well-known story. And so in 1929, Barrie gave the copyright for these Peter Pan works to a children's hospital in London. And so the royalties, so those are the payments for the licensed material that he gave them, Peter Pan. So these royalties still go to the hospital today. So I guess, you know, he thought that it would be a good thing to give any future proceeds to a children's hospital since it's such a popular children's story.